At this point in our show last week, we talked to the editor of the Lone Star Iconoclast in President Bush's hometown of Crawford, Texas. The Iconoclast, a weekly newspaper, had endorsed Senator John Kerry for president. So this week, we're turning to Senator Kerry's backyard, Lowell, Massachusetts. The editor of the Lowell Sun has officially endorsed President Bush for re-election. Jim Campanini joins us now from his office in Lowell. Mr. Campanini, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to be here.
And in your mind, sir, what was the key issue that brought you to this endorsement?
The key issue, as we have thought all along, has been national security. When you strip everything away, jobs, the economy, education, we felt strongly, our editorial board, that there really wouldn't be any chance to live life that we know in America without a strong national security. And the consensus of the editorial board was that everything flows from this and that. We felt that President Bush has done a pretty good job since 9/11 to keep our country safe. So we just wanted to be strong, and that's what we felt would be the most important thing for the next 4 years for America. Mm-hmm. I mean, in Massachusetts, we know John Kerry. We've dealt with John Kerry for 30 years in Lowell. He ran for his first congressional seat here, and we didn't support him back then. But the thing is, we in Massachusetts are not picking a president of Massachusetts. We feel strongly here. We're picking a president of the United States. We have a national interest at heart here.
Did you endorse President Bush 4 years ago?
Yes, we did. I might say something. Tell you that I was the only one that was there. There's a 5-member editorial board. I was outvoted 4-1. My vote went for Nader.
We spoke to the editor of the Iconoclast in Crawford, Texas, last week, who said that he'd gotten some rude and even what he considered threatening phone calls from people in Texas because he didn't endorse President Bush. I wonder what kind of reaction you've gotten in Lowell because you have endorsed the president and not Senator Kerry.
I knew being first, coming out first, we were going to generate some excitement or some news value there. I've been getting from Utah and California and New Mexico, Las Vegas, decidedly in favor of the editorial and President Bush. Now, in our own backyard, where we're bucking a trend, we're getting creamed in Massachusetts. It's like running about 7-3. I was really surprised at the high level of argument and the debate it has generated.
Mr. Campanini, thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Jim Campanini, editor of the Lowell Sun, speaking with us from his office.